Appearance Day of Govinda Ghosh. And Govinda Ghosh is such a personality whom you know very well because many of our senior devotees already described his life and disappearance day. So the Govinda Ghosh is a person who was so expert in kirtan, and his voice was so sweet that immediately he became to sing. Lord Chaitanya became to dance. And it happened right here, nearby in Shiva's Angam. And Govinda Ghosh is that personality who was dancing before Radha Yatra, during the Radha Yatra festival in Jagannatha Puri. And he went with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant Kazi's home. So it's quite a personality, I would say. And as far as I think you remember that he has also Vasudeva and Madhava as his brothers, who also were great kirtaniers. And Lord Nityananda was just in ecstasy when he was hearing Govinda Ghosh's kirtan. And Govinda Ghosh is that person who was rejected by Lord Chaitanya. You remember when Lord Chaitanya went to travel around, and one day, and Govinda Ghosh was his servant, and one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked for a haritaki, and Govinda Ghosh was collecting haritaki in the village, and it took some time. But next day, when Lord Chaitanya asked for haritaki, it appears immediately. And that's how Lord Chaitanya made a decision. You know what, Govinda Ghosh, you are kind of fond of collecting the wealth, so you would better become a grihastha. So Govinda Ghosh became a grihastha. But he was such a grihastha who lost his child and who lost his wife. And the only person who was with him in his house was Gopinath, who took care of Govinda Ghosh's disappearance, how to say, ceremonies, yeah? You remember that story, that pastimes. So, and I think today, according to lunar calendar, we have an appearance day of Aindra Prabhu. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like it's the same day, disappearance of Govinda Ghosh and appearance of Aindra Prabhu. And both of them were singing so ecstatically, so even our heart melt. Even our stone-like heart could melt. Maybe not completely, it depends on you, but still, we could feel that when Aindra Prabhu was singing, our heart was melting, and something changed in our mentality. And today, in this day of disappearance of Govinda Ghosh and appearance of Aindra Prabhu, we are singing Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of the Lord. I don't know if the Lord will fall in ecstasy because of our singing, but we will try our best to sing Srimad Bhagavatam and to sing about Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam Narom Cheva Narottama Devim Sarasvati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayet Nashtav Praesha Bhadrishu Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, the verse 33. Yadha naloda rushabhinna iyate. Yadha naloda rushabhinna iyate. Yadha nilodeha gata prithakstitaha. Yadha nilodeha gata prithakstitaha. Yathana bhasarvagatam na sajjate. Yathana bhasarvagatam na sajjate. Tatha pumansarvagunashraya para. татха пуман сарва гунаш раях параха. Ladies. Yatha, just us. Analaha, the fire. Darushu, in wood. Bhinna, separate. Iyate, is perceived. Yatha, just us. Anilaha, the air. Dehagataha, within the body. Prithak, separate. Sthittaha, situated. Yatha, just us. Nabha, the sky. Sarvagatam, all pervading. Na, not. Sajjate, mix. Tatha, similarly. Puman, the living entity. Sarvagunashraya, also now the shelter of the modes of material nature. Okay, let's try it again. Also now the shelter of the modes of material nature. Paraha, transcendental to material contamination. So what is it all about? Translation. As fire, also situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood. As air, also situated within the mouth and nostrils, is perceived to be separate. And as the sky, also all-pervading, never mixes with anything. So the living entity, also now encaged within the material body, of which it is the source, is separate from it. Please repeat after me, as fire. Also situated in wood, is perceived to be different from the wood. As air, also situated within the mouth and nostrils, is perceived to be separate. And as the sky, also all-pervading, never mixes with anything. So the living entity, also now encaged within the material body, of which it is the source, is separate from it. Is separate from it. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has explained that the material energy and spiritual energy both emanate from Him. The material energy is described as me bhinna prakritir ashtadha. Me means mind, bhinna means separate, and prakritir, prakriti ashtadha, eightfold. The eight separated energies of the Lord, this is material energy. But also the eight gross and subtle material energies, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind intelligence, and false ego, are stated to be bhinna, separate from the Lord. Actually, they are not. As fire appears separate from wood, and as the air flowing through the nostrils and mouth of the body appears separate from the body, so the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears separate from the living being, but is actually separate and not separate simultaneously. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the reactions of karma, the living being appears separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me repeat it for you. According to the reactions of karma, the living being appears separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's just according to reactions of our karma. But actually, he is very intimately related with the Lord. It appears that we are separate, but actually we are very intimately related with the Lord. Consequently, even though we now seem neglected by the Lord, he is actually always alert of our activities. He is always alert of our activities. Under all circumstances, therefore, so this is the conclusion of a purport. Under all circumstances, therefore, we should simply depend on the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Usually, you know, we say desha, kala, patra, time, place, circumstances, and here Srila Prabhupada says, under all circumstances, we should simply depend on the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, we will get some special result, Srila Prabhupada says here. So what is that special result? And thus, we revive our intimate relationship with Him. So we must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the end of the purport. Om Agyan Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajitam Sahagana Raghunatham Ditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakhan Vitamsya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna, Krishna Srimati Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna. So what is the context of this verse? There are some wives who lament about the husband, the dead husband, and there are nephews of Hiranyakashipu who lament about their father Hiranyaksha, and there is Parikshit Maharaj who doesn't lament about anything. He is going to die within few days, but he doesn't lament. And now he's listening to Shukadeva Goswami just to be convinced that there is nothing to lament. And the philosophy is quite simple, and even a common man can understand that philosophy, says Srila Prabhupada in the next purport. And who is that common man? Of course we know that in Kali Yuga, common man is not that common, but still, who is that common man? And Srila Prabhupada says that common man, that one who is an animal, almost like an animal, who identifies himself with the body, that is a common man. So, but even that common man can understand something about the body. So what is that something? That something is that we are not this body. And this is how our philosophy starts. So Srila Prabhupada says, come on, even common man can understand that. So how? Let's say this is the body of your, let's say, friend lying down here. And you lament about him, but what you lament about? The body which you were connected through the whole your life, because our friends usually the friends of our whole life, yeah? And the body is still here, so we are not lamenting about the body. We are lamenting about something which is inside the body, about that person who is inside the body. So that's how we can understand that we are not this body. We can understand it very simply. And that's what is explained here by Yamaraj. The small boy, Yamaraj, in a few simple words. So why do our philosophers cannot understand the same point for centuries? For centuries, centuries, and centuries. Actually, they do. They do understand that point easily, that we are not this body. Let's take René Descartes, one of the philosophers, and his conclusion was that we are not this body. He made this conclusion just because he was very mindful and intelligent person. He came up with that conclusion, we are not that body. And he said, René Descartes, not Srila Prabhupada, René Descartes came to that simple conclusion, we are not this body. And he said, we should not trust our senses. No way we should trust our senses. And what was his conclusion? So his conclusion was, we are not this body. And he said, cogito ergo sum, which means, I think, therefore I am. So his conclusion basically was, I'm not this body, but I'm this mind. So we can ask, why he couldn't go further, saying, I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm not this intelligence, I'm something else. Why he couldn't go further? The answer is very simple. Each and every philosopher relies on his or her intelligence and mind. And by our intelligence and mind, we can understand only something which is inferior of mind and intelligence. And what is that? The body is inferior of mind and intelligence. The body cannot understand the mind, but the mind can understand the body. That's how all philosophers came up with the conclusion that we are not this body, because the mind can understand that very simply. Even a common man can understand that. So it's like, you know, we can study the frog, we can study frog, and we can understand the frog or something about the frog, but that frog cannot understand us. Yeah? He cannot. I mean, it cannot. Because to understand something, you have to be superior to that something. If you would like to understand the matter, you have to be superior of matter. So the mind is superior. And what is more superior than the mind? Intelligence. That's why René Descartes said, not really cogito ergo sum. He said, dubito ergo cogito ergo sum. He said, I doubt. Therefore, I think. Therefore, I am. So basically speaking, he says, I'm not this body, but I'm this mind and intelligence. And he cannot go further, because by mind and intelligence, we cannot understand the soul, because soul is superior to mind and intelligence. And now the question, how we can get there? How we can get the knowledge about the soul if our mind is inferior? We have to find something or somebody who is superior to the soul. And guess who is that somebody? The super soul. That's how we can get the knowledge about the soul from the super soul. So it, because the body is comes from the mind and intelligence, and mind and intelligence come from the soul, and soul comes from the super soul. That's how we can understand the soul, just because of the super soul. The whole Bhagavad Gita is instructions given by super soul to the soul. That's how we can understand ourselves. And as soon, if the any philosopher does not accept the existence of the supreme soul, that philosopher never ever will understand the soul. Never ever will understand who is he actually. But as soon as in, as soon as we have in our picture the super soul, Hare Krishna, we can get all knowledge from the super soul. So this is the context of the verse. And now we have a super soul in our general picture. And the next very common question, very natural one, what is my relationship with that soul? And now things are getting more complicated. Because it's achintya bheda abheda tattva. So what are my relationship with the soul? I separate and not separate from the soul. That is achintya bheda abheda tattva. And this is a huge topic, but in the context of this verse, what does that mean basically for us in the context of this particular verse, purport of Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada says, yes, we separate and not separate simultaneously. We separate by few reasons, at least by few reasons. For example, we separate because we are different personalities. We separate because we tend to forget about the Supreme Soul. We are separate because we tend to forget about our relationship. That's how we separate. But actually, we are not separate. Even if we think that, oh my Lord, you are neglecting me. Even if we think like that, still, the Lord doesn't neglect us. He always aware of us. He always watching us. He is waiting for us downstairs for the darshan. He's watching us and listening us, not by Mayapur TV, but right here, being present right here, at least in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's in contact with us. So this is our relationship with the Lord. That's how Srila Prabhupada says here, it may appear because of our karma that we are separate, that we separate from the Lord. But actually, we have something. We have our intimate relationship with the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Intimate relationship with the Lord. And now the next question, excuse me, how can I possibly feel that relationship? Can I see that relationship? Can I, practically have a sense of that relationship? And there is a solution given here by Srila Prabhupada. And he says that, yes, we can revive our relationship with the Lord with one condition. And the condition is we should be dependent upon Him in all circumstances. And Srila Prabhupada says in this regard in Bhagavad Gita, if we don't have that connection when we are struggling in material world, how we possibly can have that connection on the time of our death? So we are trained here by the Lord, and we are trained here by material nature. We are struggling here, and during our struggles, we are training ourselves still remember the Lord, still have some connection with the Lord. That's how we can be prepared for our last exam, for our last moment of life here. And here Srila Prabhupada says, we must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Doesn't it make us weak? Well, I'm dependent on the Lord, and He controls everything, And I'm not thinking nobody here. I cannot control anything. I cannot do anything because everything is in the hands of the Lord. So this kind of victim mentality is the biggest mistake could be made by devotee. Because in which sense Srila Prabhupada says here, we must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not in the sense that I give up, I cannot do anything. Yeah? So let me tell you the story. There was one vegetarian, he was vegetarian, but he was veterinary surgeon. You know who is a veterinary surgeon? One who deals with animals, who helps animals to be healthy and wealthy and wise, yeah? So there was a veterinary coming for our Namahata program in our house in Moscow. And he finished his college and university as a veterinary surgeon with an idea to help animals, with compassion towards animals. And know what happened next? He found himself in a slaughterhouse, because that was his job, in a slaughterhouse. And he could say, well, everything in the hand of the Lord, whatever, everything done for the best. I should not really worry about that. Slaughterhouse, a slaughterhouse, nothing complicated about that. Let's stay in a slaughterhouse. The whole world is slaughterhouse. And this forest of material enjoyment is slaughterhouse itself, yeah? But no. Srila Prabhupada says here, we must depend upon the authority and control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the sense that the Lord has His plan about living entities. Yeah? And what is the plan for living entities? What is that plan? What the Lord is planning for us? Yeah. His plan is to attract each and every one of us and make sure that we run back home, back to Godhead. That is the Lord's plan. So we have to be dependent on that plan. And we have to accept the authority of the Supreme in that sense. His plan is for us. Go back home, back to Godhead. So we have to act accordingly to that plan. And we have to do it actively, willingly, consciously, with all our heart. It's not like, I cannot do anything. No. The point is what I can do to act according to the Lord's plan. That is the point. It's like Srila Prabhupada said, make me dance, my Lord. Make me dance. Make me dance, my Lord, according to your plan and for your pleasure. And so how it practically applicable in our life? Srila Prabhupada says, you know what, says Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord never suggests something impractical. The Lord is always very practical. So what is His suggestion for us? The Lord says, whatever you do, you just remember about me. But for that, says Srila Prabhupada, to remember about the Lord, we have to have a deep and strong sense of love towards the Lord. But we don't have it right now. And Srila Prabhupada says, okay, develop it. And how we develop it? There are a few ways how to develop it. And the one is we are doing right now. This is our way how to develop our love, our sense of love towards the Lord. We are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. And another way is Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is our way to be practical. To always remember the Lord, whatever we do, in all circumstances, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we have few minutes for questions. So if there are any questions or comments, you are welcome.
Hare Krishna. I didn't quite understand. You were talking about separate and not separate. So this is the jiva and the super soul. And what's the connection with the soul and his body, his own body? Is that...
What is the connection between the soul and the body?
Is there any connection or is it just separate?
Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada says in the previous purport, he says exactly, we always exist separately from material conditional life. We always separate from the matter. But still, maybe we are not this body, but we have this body. And basically speaking, we connect with each other through our body. We are shaking our hands, we all like that, seeing each other, or we are laughing together, or we are catching the glances of each other, so we are connecting through this body. But the real person is definitely the soul, and in this sense the soul has nothing to do with matter, but the soul happens in being encaged of this body. That is the only connection, the cage and the soul inside. So how much you are connected to the cage? This is another question. Any other comments or questions? There is a mic here.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. I appreciate you bringing René Descartes' philosophy. My question is, if we raise the translation, if we raise the translation and try to compare it with the non-dualism, philosophy or epistemology, what do we take out of it?
I cannot catch the question. If anyone here who could...
I can rephrase it.
Yes.
From the translation, if we take the translation and try to compare it with the epistemology of non-dualism, so what do we take out of it?
I'm sorry, I cannot catch the question. And Rajendranandana Prabhu is going to add something, yeah? Well, the verse itself, if you will look at Sanskrit, can be read in different ways. That's why if you will take translation by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you can find some differences. But basically speaking, the idea is duality and non-duality. Achintya bheda abheda tattva. So, which is what verse about. So, you see, the fire also situated in wood. And we can say, in both ways, the fire is separate from the wood. Definitely separate, because the fire, the quality of the fire is illuminating, And the wood is not that much illuminating, But the fire still exists in wood, because we can experience it when the fire is burning. The fire is burning, the wood is burning, So the fire is there, but at the same time, fire is not there. And to go further, we can say that, what does that mean to be, if we are taking that question about body and the soul, what does it mean to be separate? To be separate means that I am within that body, but I am not taking qualities of the body. I am within, but I am not taking qualities of the body. I am Satchitananda, and the body is not. So kind of I am within the body, I'm not separate with the body, but I separate. I have another qualities, different qualities, and nothing to do with matter. If that was a question...
Thank you. You said in the class that unless one is someone or something is greater than another thing, then it can't understand something. And you said, unless one understands the super soul, one can't understand the soul. How would you explain the, could you tell me how that fits with the gyanis who by their process of neti neti come to realizing they're not the body?
So what is the exact question? Because I'm catching three questions in your comment. So what is the exact question?
I was repeating what you said in class.
Yes.
And I'm trying to understand, are there gyanis who understand their spirit soul without understanding the super soul?
And you were talking about something about neti neti, yeah?
Well, forget neti neti.
Okay, forget neti neti. Okay, but actually that part is the most easiest part to understand, because it's easier to understand I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not that, and the Lord is not this and not that and not that. This is the easiest part. But who is the Lord? This is a more difficult part, and it could be understood only with the help of whole disciplic succession. And your question is, how about the gyanis? Impersonalists.
Well, spirit soul.
If they're impersonalists, if you are talking about that gyanis who are quite personal, understanding the super soul within their heart, you are talking about that gyanis, or you are talking about that gyanis who are really impersonal, like Mayavadis? Whom you are talking? What kind of gyanis you are talking about? So, okay, let's take it from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, there are transcendentalists. And they can be personal and impersonal. And let's say you are talking about impersonal transcendentalists, yeah? And you said that how they can realize the soul without being personal. That was your question? Okay, that impersonalists, this is as far as I can understand, that transcendental impersonalists, they don't deny the super soul, they don't deny the soul, and they don't deny their relationship. They're just more interested in impersonal features of the Supreme. So how do they understand? That I don't know, you would better ask them. But whatever Srila Prabhupada says, I can repeat. He says that they don't deny the soul, the super soul, the relationship between them, but they're just more interested in impersonal feature. So, and because the soul, super soul, and Brahman is all non-different from the Supreme, they all, how to say, you should get the whole picture simultaneously. You cannot just realize the soul. You cannot just realize the super soul. You cannot just realize Brahman. You somehow, to some extent, you have to have the whole picture. You have to understand the whole picture in total. But you will be attracted to some particular point of that picture. So we can realize the soul only in the connection with the Supreme. So, and that soul is gonna die to understand the Lord. This is the job of the soul, to realize the Supreme. So the whole picture comes all together. If it is understandable. So they do realize something, but they are more attracted to something else. You cannot realize Brahman without being aware of soul and super soul on the same picture. There is only Brahman does not exist. The whole picture must exist before your spiritual eyes. And that's how it's exactly we realize something about our spiritual practice. somehow we are catching some signs of Krishna on the altar and some signs of my spirituality, something about Krishna, something about my soul, and something about devotees around. And that picture becomes more real and more real, more detailed and more detailed, more about Krishna, more about myself, more about devotees around. And that picture finally will become real. And that's how we will find ourselves on the supreme abode of Krishna, Goloka Dham. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo.